He said, Father, let this cup pass from me. He said, nevertheless, if thy will, I'll drink it. He saw what suffering he was going through, but he saw the end results of his suffering that he went through. He saw through to the end. He said, nevertheless, not as my will, but thy will be done. He trusted God to take him through it and bring him out, and that's exactly what he did. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave. He conquered demons. He conquered sickness. He conquered disease. I hope y'all listen to what I'm saying. He conquered every work of evil has been conquered and defeated by Jesus. That's why he has been declared Lord of all three worlds. And that at the name of Jesus in all three worlds, though every knee should bow, not half of them, not three quarter, not 7/8, but every knee should bow. I don't care what name it is, what class it in, if it has every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. So Paul, hallelujah. So Paul writing this letter, and this Philippians 3:9. This is from the Passion. We're going to do a little Passion tonight, okay? Philippians 3:9. My passion is, see, when you understand this, Paul was a violent fellow. He was Saul. And he set out to destroy the believers, the church. And he didn't know he was working with a devil, an enemy of God. Even his enemy. He didn't realize Satan was an enemy to him. But he thought he was doing God a favor because he was following Jewish laws with no revelation of what had taken place. So he thought he was doing something. And so he went to the authority and got him a letter so he could be right and going to do what he thought was right to do. But only thing about it, on his way there, he ran into a higher power. He ran into someone bigger than he was. And the Bible says he saw a light. It shines so bright. Out, can you imagine? Yeah, I can imagine. You can't. It's hard to look at the sun when it's shining. You cannot stare at the sun. But he saw a light brighter than the sun. And when that light hit him, he fell to the earth. And when he hit the earth, he heard some words. Saul, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing, boy? I'm paraphrasing now. Hallelujah. And he said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. Every knee shall bow at that name. Every knee, not some. Hallelujah. He said, I'm Jesus. He said, what you want me to do, Lord? I mean, he had sense enough to surrender quick. Hallelujah. He said, you go on where you started, but when you get there, I'll tell you what to do. And that light was so bright, a scale came over his eyes. He couldn't see that glorious light. But let me talk to you. I said all that so you can see what Paul is saying. When you get a revelation, when you begin to get it, and I'm gonna give you as much as I can tonight about what God has done, and we need to get our thinking lined up with His thinking. I know how to act on what he has accomplished. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Paul said these words, reading on. My passion is to be consumed. How many of y'all passions are that way? I got to admit, my passion hadn't been like that, but my passion is growing now to be consumed. All the other thing pulling at me, all the other thing pulling at you. But what are your passion tonight? He said, my passion is to be consumed with him and not clinging to my own righteousness. Sometimes we want to cling to our own religious teaching. We fight things that that's written in the Holy Writ, the Bible. And we get vicious about it. We get upset and we argue and we fuss. But it's written in the Holy Scripture. You ought to be born again. No way about it, no two ways about it. Jesus said you must be, right? Born again. Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. I'm going and I'm going to send him. He's coming. And the Bible records that he came on the day of Pentecost. And he filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them what? Cloven tongue like as a fire. And he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with the tongue that the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. But we got people still fighting that. Because they are not consumed with the passion, consumed with him, and not clinging, and they are clinging to their own righteousness. But when you are when you're consumed with him, I want to know you, Jesus. I want to know what you've done. I want to know. I'm consumed with it. I don't care about this stuff. I do not care about being recognized, pat on the back, holding a title. They saying this, brother so-and-so, and rep this and rep that. And I'm not consumed. I want to know you. What you done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, clinging to my own righteousness based on keeping the written law. He said, my righteousness will be his, based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. The very righteousness that comes from who? God. We'll keep going. And I constantly long to know the wonders of Jesus more fully and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. The overflowing power of his resurrection, doing what? Working in me. Keep going. I will be one with him. I will be what? One with him in his suffering. And I'll be one with him in his death. Only then will I be able to what? Experience complete oneness with him in his resurrection from the realm of death. If I don't understand what his suffering is about, if I don't understand what his death was about, then I am unable to understand the complete oneness with him in resurrection from the death realm. I still will be operating in the death realm when I shouldn't be because I don't understand the completeness that when I suffer with him, when he died, everything will remove from him.